Good morning, a Friday morning after a major snowstorm with our political observer, Alan Chartok. I know over in the Berkshires, Alan, 18 inches or more, similar amounts in upstate New York here, even in the immediate capital region. Problems all over the roads. Still need to use a little caution out there, as it could be a little slick this morning on the secondary roads.
To say nothing of the fact, David, that when I woke up this morning and took a look out the window, you couldn't see out the window. It's one of those days when it's so cold outside that the window is frozen.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody has to bundle up, because this is not a time you want to get caught on a road somewhere. And we have to watch out for our neighbors. I noticed that Governor Cuomo,
yes,
there's a picture in the paper of Governor Cuomo taking care of a stranded motorist. And that's a good thing. We have to take a moment to think about those people who really do need help, because these are days you get caught in a car somewhere, it could be disaster. And that's why your cell phone should be charged, and that's why you should be very careful about what you're doing.
Of course, crank radio wouldn't hurt either.
No, crank radio would not hurt either. I don't know if I've ever told you, but my son Jonas was...
No. Tell me. I haven't heard that story.
Yeah, well, his crank radio saved him in a hurricane, but everybody's heard that because we keep playing it as shtick during the fun drive. So what do we got today?
Well, to more serious subjects, Trump loses bid to reinstate travel ban. He's not happy about it. The case over the executive order looking more and more like it's going to head to the Supreme Court. Alan, your thoughts on that this morning?
Well, no matter how you cut it, this was a big loss for the president, because there was a substantial mitigation of his powers to do whatever he wants on immigration. The court said, nope, we're in. The courts are in. Of course, I suspect that some of his utterances about the courts up until now are not good. I do know that added security has gone to the judges who have made this decision, because obviously they're getting threats. There will be those who say that Trump's alleged bullying is the reason that others are emboldened. We have them here at WAMC. The trolls come out and make threats and say things that are really quite unkind. So this is what happens if you have somebody in the top spot who basically is thuggish. It creates safe haven for other thugs to come out. Now, as far as the decision itself is concerned, this is bad news, because if he goes back to the court and says, instead of three judges, I want all the judges on that circuit, or a majority of them, or however they come up with it, it's doubtful. It's known as a liberal circuit, that he'll get what he wants. And if he goes to the Supreme Court, it's likely that he'll get a 4-4 split or worse, and that will go back, and that will mean that the lower court, Ninth Circuit, does in fact prevail. So this doesn't look good for him. Now, what they can do, and I think they will do, is mitigate what they're saying and doing. They're going to come out and they're going to say, okay, well, people with green cards can come in, and this can happen, that can happen. In other words, softening their approach. In the meantime, you have a story in the Times this morning about a woman who had been reporting to the immigration authorities for years, has two children who have been raised in the United States. She hasn't been back to Mexico for 23 years. She went in to do her regular report, which she'd been doing all along. They put her in handcuffs, apparently, and sent her off and deported her. Meanwhile, her husband and her children were waiting outside for her to come back out. You know, now you can see the kind of terror that is going to be inspired in people who have chosen to obey the law, and yet there is this approach, which is take no prisoners.
The Senate approved Tom Price, Alan, to be Secretary of Health and Human Services. He will lead the president's efforts to dismantle the Affordable Care Act, and we've certainly seen that effort slowing down, it appears.
Well, yes. The problem is that Trump wants to keep his promises to dismantle, but it's not as easy as snapping his fingers. And obviously, the guys in the Congress who have to get reelected are loath to take away people's health care from them without putting a replacement in. So everybody said, well, we'll end it, but we're going to replace it and every American will have health care. Well, that's not as easily done as you might say. I mean, to me, the idea would be a universal health care program. Everybody gets taken care of, Medicare for all. But clearly they're not going in that direction. So what can we look forward to? We can look forward to chaos in this area. In the meantime, the problem with the Affordable Care Act will be whatever problems it has will be made worse. And instead of making it better and fixing it up, they're going to let it degenerate. And that's why we're going to see a lot of chaos in the medical field.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, you listeners have a great weekend, and we'll catch up on Monday.
And be safe, okay?